good to talk with you. Let's do some more of this before you leave. I'll be thinking about you guys. How much fun you're going to be having. Of course. Well, you'll get some good rest. Good night, Anna, if you're listening. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Good night. And you told Miss Donna we said hello. And we'll talk at you. We'll talk at you tomorrow night, Larry. We'll see you then, bud. Be safe. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, W4DJW, just a minute before you go.
Good, Dave. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, Chad, I had a lot of the same anxieties that you had before I went over there, before I moved over there. And one of the best things that helped me more than anything was a $5 book a buddy of mine gave to me. It's called Culture Shock in France. It's by Sally Adamson Taylor. It's a $5 book. And it's kind of humorous at sometimes, but and it's kind of serious in other places. But it's a really an eye-opener. And like Larry said, this is kind of like you might do this once or twice, maybe three times in a lifetime. That's about it. So you want to maximize your return on your investment. If you can get that on an ebook, Culture Shock in France by Sally Adamson Taylor, it'll go a long way. It helped me. And they do drive on the same side of the road that we do. So the side of the road that you drive on is not an issue. But, and here's why my buddy threw that book at me. He actually threw it at me. He said, here, read this. And I said, okay, I'll read it. We were going down the road, and he said, did you know you just blew through that red light? I said, what red light? He said, that red light right back there. And I turned around and looked, and sure enough, the light was red. And I complained. I said, why do they put their red lights on the side of the road? They're not in the middle of the road. You can't see them. It was like I owned France, and why didn't they do it the way I wanted them to do it? And he recognized that right off the bat, and he said, read this book. And I didn't blow through any more red lights after that. It scared me half to death. That could have been an accident. But one thing, just be aware of, the red lights are on the side of the road. They're not in the middle of the road. So you got to be constantly keeping your eyes over to the side of the road so you don't blow through any red lights. It's just a warning. And that book is a really, really good book. The copy that he gave me, the corners were all tattered and torn, and it had been passed from one American to another American from the company I worked for. Everybody just passed it to everybody else. He said, when you get done with it, give it to another American. Okay, I'll do that. But anyway, just a suggestion, $4.69 book by Sally Adamson Taylor, Culture Shock in France. That'll help a lot. And I'll let you go. I know you're tired. W4DJW.
Real quick, Dave, I've got it written down, and I'll get that on my smartphone, and that's what I've listened to on the plane ride there. So we have been to – we utilize the Air Force's Space A program. I mean, not Space – yeah, Space A. Which, if you're a retired veteran, you can go down to the Charleston or any Air Force facility and jump on a flight for free if you're a veteran, retired veteran. Now, you got to have some flexibility with that. Obviously, you got to go where the crew goes, and you got to fly with cargo, which is not a big deal for us at all. But we have a bucket list of things that we want to do. This is one of those things on that bucket list. So we have went to Stonehenge, and we've been to the UK. We have been to Germany and went to Dachau and visited Germany. And that was just, I have to say, an awful experience. But, I guess it's this, culture is an issue. It is. And I definitely need to know more about that. And I will. So what will happen with me is that the emotion of this situation, or the emotion of what I'm going to see in Normandy, combined with lack of sleep, combined with anxiety, combined with all of this other stuff, is going to basically just break me down into pieces. And that's one thing that I don't deal with very well. But if I can listen to an ebook like this and take a piece of that breakdown away, or help me understand why things are the way they are, that's gonna kind of help me a little bit. And I don't want to sound like somebody, hey, I'm looking for awful experiences. I'm not. It's just, you're right. That's a very sacred place, I guess. And I just want to see that and be a part of it. And if I can get a handle on some other things that's happening around me while I'm doing that, anything's gonna help me get that under control a little bit. But yeah, so I appreciate the tip, and I'll download that tomorrow. Get my earbuds charged up and ready to go. So I appreciate it. I do. So thank you, Dave. KO4NUE.
Okay. Well, I would say even more reason to get that, because you don't want, I mean, you want to maximize your, what you do, what you get out of that experience. And that's going to help you do that, because that's going to open your eyes to some things that would be an annoyance otherwise, but become an appreciation in the end. It's hard to explain until you've been there and done it. But my buddy had been there and done it. He read the book. Somebody gave him the book, the same reason he gave me the book, the same reason I gave somebody else the book. So it's common. It's nothing that's different from one person to another. It's just, it gives you the insider view of what's going on with you before it happens. And then when it happens, you recognize, and then it's nothing. All right. From that point, it really made my experience in France a whole lot more valuable to me than something I just wanted to get home from, right? Started out as something I just wanted to get back home from, but then in the end, it was just a really good appreciation. Anyway, I won't keep you. Good luck with your trip. Wish you the best of your return on your and safe flight over there and back. I think it sounds like being with the cargo would be a lot better than being with 250 other people. Anyway, have a good trip. Catch you later. Tell Miss Anna hello, and you guys have a safe trip, and look forward to your return. KO4NUE, W4DJ, W Clear.